tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh my god.
Alright.
Hey!
Okay, wait, sit down and wait for your introductions. Good lord, we are professionals, and we are professional lovers of American Idol. What is up, AfterBuzz TV Nation? You know, before we go any further, if you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to our channel at youtube.com/AfterBuzz TV. And if you want to get the audio version, go to iTunes or SoundCloud. There you can check out our library of all our wonderful shows. And while you're at it, why don't you hashtag ABTV Idol, and you can keep the conversation going with all of us. But before we go any further, let us introduce ourselves. I'm your host, moderator, and sometimes traffic cop, JC Rubio. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at JC Rubio TV. Now, who's back there, Josh or Steven?
That's me.
Okay, Josh, will you break that? Will you put that song back on? We had a bet going. Guys, we're going to have a chair dance off and to see which host has the most in the chair, starting with my lovely host to my left. Don't forget your Twitter and Instagram handle.
Hey, what's up? It's Violet here. At Violet Conyon.
Where's the dance?
Oh.
All right, dancer number one. Across the table, who do we got?
Got your girl, Steffi G, dancing for you, baby.
Where can we find you, Steph?
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie.
And the sassiest of them all. Go ahead, what you got?
Hi, I'm Jason Eichler. You can find me on Twitter at Jason Eichler.
Oh!
Hi. And not to be outdone, running the ones and twos. Introduce yourself, guys. Not all at once.
Oh. Hey, this is Josh Richmond. On the, wait, hold on, I got a music.
What
music.
A mess.
There we go.
There goes, are you dancing, Steven? Yes, dance for the camera. There.
As you can see, this is a train wreck of an after show, kind of like the episode was. Good
yes,
Lord.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of what like Nick Jonas does to our bodies.
Okay. Maybe yours, but
that's
maybe
another after show.
All right, guys. Overall thoughts of tonight's episode. It was, well, but first off, it's American Idol season 14, episode, I want to say 11, and this is subset Hollywood week number 3.
It felt like a bad episode of Glee.
Really?
Yeah. It felt like Glee. The pilot when they're all auditioning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
On stage, like they're all going through the audition process in the pilot of Glee, and that's what
they're trying to like pick the group, and you're like right. Everybody sucks a little bit.
Oh my god!
There's a couple stars.
Like, yes.
Violet, you're
it was pretty bad.
You're team nice with me.
No, not today. I'm not.
No, I liked today.
I was entertained, but I wasn't blown away by anyone's vocals.
Yeah, and I'm actually surprised a few people got kicked off.
Okay, well then, and it sounds like, Steph, you and I are going to be teammates on tonight, because it sounds like Violet and Jason are team sass. So, first off, let us start with, Volare, Sal's Girls.
Sal's Girls.
Or Sal's Gals.
Sal's Gals.
He's one of the ones I got surprised that was kicked off. I like him so much.
You were surprised?
Yeah, his voice is actually really pretty.
He does have a good voice, but he's set himself up to be a joke.
Yes.
Kind of, thank you.
A little bit. Yeah. I thought Alexis, forgive me for saying this, was a bit of a joke, but her voice was so good. Oh. It was very clear. It was very, I liked it.
Well, this is a continuation from last Thursday, yes, because she started having a panic attack, and it felt like I was watching an episode of The Bachelor where they have a panic attack every week. But I thought she pulled it together, and it happens. Oh, wait. Violet disagrees.
I don't know. I mean, her voice is pretty, but I don't think she should have gone through just because she couldn't handle freaking group week. Wait till you get to the lives.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I mean, that was pretty ridiculous. I understand that you can get, like, an anxiety attack and that the producers may want one situation to look more than what it is, but she was like, relax, because if you were really having that happening to you, and I've had a panic before, you're just like, still, you're like, I don't even know what's going on right now. And like tears, you don't make faces, you're just like confused as to what's going on with your body.
And she did the same thing after she got through, and that was a complete dramatic,
and
like,
her mom did it in the background.
Down.
But can we just talk about anxiety aside, she sounded like a drunko. It wasn't good.
Literally, her singing was
cringeworthy.
I was a little confused. I was like, she has a pretty voice, but the way she's singing is just, I'm confused.
Because she was almost like yodeling R&B music.
Right.
It's just not cute.
It worked for Jewel, and not R&B,
but she's singing folk music.
Okay.
True. I was shocked. Did she get through?
She did.
I'm shocked
she got through.
Shocked.
Yes.
Well, can we talk about Jax for a second?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
I freaking love her. She's
was amazing.
So good.
You know what? I love good. Jax. She's one of my favorite so my far. I thought this was a little too over the top in her like movements and some of this stuff. I'm like, it was. Oh, I couldn't watch. It was uncomfortable.
I have to agree with you. I feel like
when it got to the beginning,
she might know that she's really good. Like.
Yeah.
It might be getting to her head. I don't want to say it is. That's only judging from this performance. I feel like she put too much into it.
Right. I think she was playing the fact that she knew she was good.
Right. And I like her better playing the piano or playing an instrument. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like her more as that type of artist as opposed to like a pop star.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think that's going to say then? So she'll be in various scenarios where she's going to be without that piano. Do you think she hides behind the piano?
I don't think she hides behind it. I think she was overcompensating for the fact that she didn't have it.
Yes.
Right, because of inherently an insecurity of not
having it. Or because everyone around her sucked, so she wanted to make sure she really looked good.
No, because honestly, we've talked... Jax, by far... I'm sorry, I don't even know the... She has to be top 24. I haven't seen it. I know, Jason, his lips are sealed, but that's Jax on a bad day from what we've seen. How does she not win this thing?
Right.
Well,
she's fantastic. She's edgy. She's got a great look. Young. She sings older than her age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many things where I see...
I want her to continue to feel the music the way that she was. Mm-hmm. I just don't want her to feel herself anymore.
Well, and I think they're in a weird situation anyways. Right. I feel like watching that back, anyone's going to cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But hopefully she can do better next time.
Agreed.
All right. So let's move on to the next band in. This is I didn't get the band names. Everything was so quick tonight. All I got were some of the names, so help me out. We got Emily Brooke. We had Carolyn Roach.
Somebody is pissed.
Riley Bria. And I didn't get the last name.
All that matters to me in this group was Riley Bria.
Really?
I didn't care that the other three went in. He's the cute little blonde
yes.
boy with the hair.
He's the only
one that he came up on screen, and I'm like, oh yeah, you're good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everybody else... I couldn't tell you what they looked like, and we watched this less than an hour ago.
No, I thought they sounded good. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I can't really remember the names either. But I think that they were good for working together. That'll allow them to kind of adjust more throughout the competition. So that'll work to their advantage.
That reminded me not of Glee, but of like kids singing together in youth group. Like, and come on, we all love Jesus, and let's put our hands around each other and praise.
Violet.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Now... Does Jason have a point? Because he actually remembered Riley.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't remember, if they're not memorable,
yes.
So...
I don't remember anyone in that group, and the only reason I remember Riley is because when he did... I know he's the guy with the long blonde hair. You said, oh, it's that guy. And then you just said he played with Keith Urban when I said it,
mm-hmm.
and that triggered memory, so... If you're that not memorable,
no. But to be perfectly honest, group did go by quickly, and it was in the beginning. Like you said, it's a little bit of a blur because they rushed all of this.
And okay, I have like mixed feelings about the groups because I feel like if you are a solo artist, that's rare that you're going to be put in a group.
Mm.
And do that. But at the same time, if you just watch the Grammy Awards this week, it's like
exactly.
different artists collaborating together.
But what about Adam Lambert and Queen?
Adam Lambert.
I'm just saying, like, you wouldn't really see Riley Bria in a group with somebody else.
Right, but even with the solo artists, I feel like even the best of, like, solo artists that we know, they're able to collaborate with others because they can, because they have that musical talent. They can harmonize, they can hear, they know, they're not tone deaf.
Mm-hmm. But it is hard if, like, half the singers are tone deaf and the other half aren't. And how do you make them sound good without just not letting them sing?
All I know is we're spending way too much time.
Sorry.
Moving on.
We gotta move on. Okay, so I feel like I'm the lonely man here. I'm the only man on an island with Cody Fry. I really like Cody Fry. I don't think that Idol's gonna be the best vehicle for him, but I think he's fantastic.
The baby?
No, the poor man's Ryan Gosling.
Violet, where can they find you?
hat by Lacanian.
Okay. No, but we got Cody Fry, we got Ravon Owen, and Piper Jones.
Firstly, don't ruin a Kelly Clarkson song, especially on American Idol. Secondly,
You're being biased.
I'm being biased because I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And they sucked. Ravon Owen sounded really good.
Ravon was awesome.
No, he's the only one I like.
He's amazing.
Ravon sounded good.
Yes,
Piper was flat, and I don't know. I appreciate that she committed to her high note. The other guy, the pretty guy. Was that Ravon?
Ravon was Ravon. The one that wears the cool shirts.
With the hat.
With the chain.
Cool shirts. They look like stuff you were wearing.
I know. It's like his closet.
Okay, no, and I will say this. We are professionals here.
No, I'm a professional. I will professionally say that Ravon is really good and the other three are really bad. And that's my professional opinion.
I agree, and I was just really surprised that they said, you know, great song choice. And I understand that they were saying, what?
No. Violet, what did I write on my notes?
Jason yells no.
Oh, I did?
No, when they went on, when Piper Joe started saying, you're like, oh, no, no.
I didn't even know. Because they didn't deserve to go through.
You guys are, I mean, give them a shot. Give them a shot. They weren't the worst.
They weren't the worst, but in the words of since you've been gone,
you had your chance, you blew it.
Oh my
God. Oh, bang!
Nicely done.
Out of sight, out of mind.
You guys remind me of the group I want to call the Mean Girls. It was Vital Signs.
Oh.
See?
She's so proud of them.
Okay, I don't remember them, but I'll tell you what my notes say. Sloppy, shoddy, over singing.
For group four?
Slow down, because there
can
are...
Can you remind me
we
who
do
was
have,
in
we have
group?
Fans that listen to our show, so we got to bring them in here.
Okay.
Yeah. We had Adana. She was 18.
Mm-hmm.
We
had
Cindy Maslov and Denise Natoli. And the fourth one, I didn't get her name. I'm telling you, it was just so fast.
It was quick, I know, absolutely.
I need a DVR just to rewind it to just get all the names, guys.
I thought out of that group, Adana shined the brightest for
me. No, Cindy did.
Okay.
Is this the one Cindy and the girl went through? Got it.
But I thought overall the performance was just sloppy.
They had a cat fight before this.
I love a good cat fight.
We love a good cat fight. However, it did show in the performance, like, the animosity that they had towards each other. And then Cindy, the way that she accepted the going home was... I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. It was just kind of
It doesn't
weird.
Matter, because everyone's a professional. You don't have to like the person you're sitting next to, and you still have to have a good show. You still have to be a professional.
But here's my thing, though. I can do a show, and I can hate the three of you, but I'm going to act like I love you guys to make a good show.
All right, so then lead us into...
I love you, though.
It's true, though, because you know when you see, like, VH1 Divas, all those pop singers hate
you. Yeah, right. And not everybody gets along, and that's fine, because if everyone liked you, then you're
But
fake,
I think the two that made it through did, when it came to the performance... I didn't think this was a great performance, but they did at least step it up, and you wouldn't know watching that they weren't getting along.
Right. That's true.
You leave it at the door. Okay, so next up...
Push me one more time.
But let's talk about the opposite end of that spectrum, and this was LKTC...
Oh. Yes. Ladies, keep your clothes on, please.
I thought literally watching this group, I'm like, I like all of them.
So do
and I. Even when it got a little cornball, they're all likable and they're all characters. And while we were watching it, we're like, oh, Trayvon, oh, cute little boy, oh, boy with them. Like, it's all the people. It's like our five favorites and more.
Absolutely. I love every single one of them.
So did I. I thought they sounded fantastic, and I could not believe that the baby sounded as good as he did.
Okay,
This can't be a love show.
It has to be. Okay. On the last one.
Who's your favorite out of Trevor Douglas, Daniel, Savon Wright, and Kasim Middleton?
Kasim.
Oh,
Kasim. I'm going to say Kasim for his artistry.
Mm-hmm. It's just,
I'm going to say
things
something.
The he does with his voice are, like, not human. But I think Savon, because I kind of know him, so I feel personal toward that. And then,
which one is
Savon? The baby, Daniel?
The baby Savon was good.
Savon was on last
that was
season.
A really nice the surprise.
Taller, yeah. The tall guy.
Sorry, one at a time.
The tall,
sorry.
Hot one?
Yes, Savon. Yes. And, Steph, you were asking something.
I loved the baby because it was a really nice surprise.
He has a rasp you don't expect.
And then I expected him to do poorly a little bit after that, you know, as far as maybe he wasn't experienced, he doesn't have vocal background. But everything that he was singing was great. And even when they were going down the stairs, they weren't together at that point. Like, they messed up a little bit. But what he added to it was great. And it was just, like, on some sound.
Okay, I'm not going to pick a favorite. I'll pick the weakest link. And I think it was Trevor.
Yes, it was the kid with the glasses. Hmm.
Interesting. And I like him, but
they're all stellar. But it's those X factors, like we said, Kasim. Because here's the thing with Kasim, with Thursday's episode, you see that little bit where he and Jax have the thing going on.
So cute.
It's cute, but I'm worried. Are they gonna? Okay, Idol's been around for 14 seasons. We got to reinvent ourselves. Do you think they're going to possibly start like a little love story with those two? Because Jax is so good. Kasim is, he's great. Yes, man in checkered shirt.
We know Kasim is a virgin.
Yes.
I just want to throw that out there.
That's true. Also, today when Kasim and that group was singing, I was expecting them to put the camera on Jax after he sang so well, and they didn't. So that's why maybe I'm thinking that they're going to kind of let it die
fizzle?
Down a bit. Yeah.
Let it fizzle or let it spark? Think,
I don't know what they're doing, because they're trying so hard to get us to connect to people, and that would be very Hunger Games of them to get us to like root for a love story.
Why not? It's happened. They've been sent in past seasons, you know, but just start from the get-go and make it a love story between them. Does that take away from the show? It's a new wrinkle. I was thinking about them when I saw it on Thursday. I'm like, are they going to make this like a season-long thriller? Because I see them both going to top 24.
Right, for
this
sure.
The amount of camera time they both are getting, and they're ridiculously talented. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless something happens, I don't see them not making the 24 star stuff.
I mean, no, I do agree that... it could go either way, but my thing is that how you said they're both so talented. That's what I'm talking about with season 14. They're so... I mean, they're... what's going on in between them, you don't really notice it, and we don't see it, and we don't hear it, but I feel like once we get to the top 24, it's going to be incredible.
It's going to be interesting to see with this group of kids, because there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, last year with Gina, it's always when you get to the live rounds that somebody that you didn't even think about
will
come through and get it for you.
But, and there's already at least seven people that I really like.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see who the other person will be.
Exactly.
Did we have anyone in the next group, which was Team No Sleep? And this was Hollywood Anderson, Laurel, Amber Kalichi, and Monica.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't really hear them to start. They sounded better together than they did sound alone.
Mm-hmm.
That was all I wrote. I mean, it was just...
But there was more to it, aside from the song. It was Hollywood Anderson on being, like, the Mac Daddy.
Being lazy and
no,
not...
No, but he was hitting on all the girls.
He was excited for the camera.
I think he's not mature enough for this competition.
I
don't think so either, exactly.
I think if you're given an opportunity like this...
Take it seriously.
You take it so seriously. Stop trying to hit on girls. Like, you can have sex after the competition's over.
Right.
But if you want to do this with your life, then do it.
Exactly.
I don't want to watch you flirt around when you can't even sing that well.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to host, because apparently that's what he was doing with all the girls and the camera, do something else as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's say if it does cost him.
I hope it does.
Will it be humbling? Because remember, he's got a tough story out in the subways out in New York City, and he's just playing for money, and he's trying to make the dream happen. Or could he just... Or what he gets out of the show, because he is talented. If you've seen all his stuff, I've seen all his stuff on YouTube. The guy, he's amazing, but is he just going to go off on his own thing? He uses it as publicity for himself, perhaps?
You know what, though? Part of me wonders if, even if he is talented, you can't make it anywhere if you don't have focus.
Right.
And so he's going to stay in the subway if he can't. He's literally flown to Hollywood, and he could have a career forever if he played his cards right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel bad for him. Go back to the subway.
Exactly. I completely agree.
Okay. I'm saying it out of a point.
Not only was he flirting, he's sleeping on the floor when his group wants to get up and practice.
He's
like, who does that?
He's North
and Hollywood. We get that. The editing. did you just say he's North Hollywood?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We just lost that demo.
That was so funny. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm from the Valley. It's all good, people.
I'm just kidding.
Finish your thoughts.
You know, I wish I could. I kind of forgot. Oh no. Okay. Sorry. So that if anyone were to tell him, you know, if he had to be sent home, I think it would be a humbling experience because they'd have to say, "Yeah, you're talented," and he'd say, "I thought I was good," and they'd be like, "Yeah, but were you about it though? I mean, you weren't talking to us. You weren't paying attention. Like, sorry, you just seemed like you just were here for the show, and that was it."
Right.
You know, I feel like for the people who put in the work and are singing and are practicing, a lot of the producers, a lot of the people are noticing it, and those are the people that they can invest their money in.
Well, and I'm sorry, you have 24 hours to put together a song. Just to bring up Kelly Clarkson, since it is American Idol, she sings a different cover song on tour every single night of her tour.
Wow.
So you can't come up with one song and you have four people helping you in 24 hours. Like, don't care.
Yeah,
done.
And I feel bad for the Laurel girl because she sounded all right, but... that's what you get for also being talk, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It tends to happen like that. We've seen so many seasons of this. It's always the one that wants to be the dictator. Right. And just
don't stop worrying about everyone else and worry about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about something. Oh, wow. All about that bass.
And that was so perfect.
I said
so perfect.
That this was the least horrible out of everyone I've seen. Corey strains his voice so much that I was not shocked when he was the only one that got eliminated.
You see, even I loved how he sounded.
Like, puts out his chin, and I'm like, you're going to literally rip apart your vocal cords.
Corey Wheeler? Okay. Yeah. We had Corey Wheeler, Jess Lamb, and
Lovey.
Yes, Lovey James.
Lovey.
And we had... And we had other girl. I know.
Yeah.
Please send me her name.
Wait, but how many groups were there tonight? Where
there was like
who's the girl in the purple dress?
Yeah.
Who's the girl, you know?
Right, which they didn't focus, nor was that person allowed, even like singing. Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe they didn't. We didn't hear it.
Right? I will say Jess Lamb killed it.
She did.
Oh, she's so amazing.
Yeah. They just sounded good together.
Yeah, Lovey and Jess. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jess, I'm so happy she didn't get lost in the competition.
Me too.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, and you know me, I try to be PG. I literally wrote, she blowing shit up.
Right.
She just took it another notch.
Too.
And I was surprised with Lovey because I remember her during the audition, but I don't remember her sounding that good. Which I feel the same thing about. I feel the same thing about.
You don't or you do?
I don't remember her sounding
that
good.
Yeah, you do. Because me and her, remember we watched her on YouTube? She was at the piano.
No, that was Jax that we watched.
No, we watched another one before that.
It wasn't Lovey, it was Jess.
Yeah, Jess. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, Lovey. I didn't know that Lovey sounded either. As good as she did.
They have their own show.
Also, we had to clear that up, too. Which wasn't part of one of the groups. It was the ones where they kind of collaged them together. Alexis. I didn't think that she was going to make it again, and she did.
Yeah, actually, we only heard her for like 10 seconds.
The curly hippie girl?
She kind of looks like old Taylor Swift.
The one that said that she's
Latina? Alexis Gomez.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the best I thought she sounded.
Okay, let's talk about... Okay.
Blonde, white girl, long hair, kind of sad looking.
It was a montage.
Hair?
She looks
curly
like Taylor Swift
hair.
From the first album.
And mm-hmm. she wears like waist maxi skirts with like crop
tops. Is she the 15-year-old?
I want to say she was 15, she's the one that looks white, but is Latina.
No idea.
Yes, and it was a quick montage, Violet. See, this is if we're struggling, I imagine...
Everyone else is. And if you're not, then awesome. Talk to us. Comments. Let us know what you think.
No, we also had Lauren Lott in that montage.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren... I have a hard time with Lauren. And I think
Is she the actress?
She's an actress.
Oh, God. Somebody get her off the show.
She reminds me of a fun little entertainment news host or something. Like, she's so happy and bubbly.
Yes,
so
please
like
go do that.
I like watching her, but I don't necessarily think she's a great singer. But when she's up there, my eyes are drawn to her.
I don't think my eyes are drawn to her at all.
I think the only reason your eyes may be drawn to her is A, she's really pretty and she's nice to look at. And B, she has, like, so much energy that... She's singing, like, I've seen her sing really sad and deep songs, and she's like, hey, everybody, I'm singing again. Shut up. Like, stop smiling for 1 second.
See, hey, people that smile a lot.
No, it's just like, there's a time and place for it, and if you're not feeling the song, she doesn't feel any song that she sings.
Right. Her
you
face
let it out, sister. This is your
she
time.
She bothers me. I'm sorry.
So you're saying that the face doesn't match the emotion.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. She's doing some Kristen Stewart business.
She's
right.
She's
right.
The exact opposite of everybody else that we see. That's just dead eyes the whole time.
That's true.
Which I think that she'll learn.
Yes, completely and utterly.
That's a good word.
Inauthentic. So, but let's talk about someone who had an authentic story, and that was the next group. It was Rocky Peter.
Is
the gentleman from Africa who...
Nigeria.
Was it Nigeria? Yes, and he needed to sing to stay. He didn't want to break the news to his mom that he didn't make it, and I thought he had a fantastic audition. He sang his own material, but when it came to this group, and it was him, and it was Tanya McKenna, and Tanya was the only one who made it.
She was amazing.
She was really she was powerful too.
Yes.
Yeah,
very
she
powerful.
Was really
and
good.
I don't remember her from auditions.
Yeah,
I don't think you should be allowed to sing your own songs in auditions. I've said this before because none of those people come back and do well.
Right, and I don't feel bad at all because he barely could memorize like the two words that he was saying. He'd completely fail in the competition.
And I'm sorry,
how would he be able to learn any of the other songs?
Yes, it sucks that you don't have a home to go back to. We get that. That's horrible.
But you also live in the United States, and guess what?
But
it's not that bad to be homeless.
When I'm listening to the songs on the radio, I don't think, like, okay, how much money does Taylor Swift make? Okay, you know what? I bet this artist makes less. Let me download that one and give them some money. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, that's not how it works.
That was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I
mean, God bless him, and I hope that he does well and everything, but...
Exactly. I do wish him well.
It is. And we're given the opportunity, but that's it.
I want to say that the one thing I don't like about his story is his... That came out wrong. I don't like that he... No. I know. I understand.
How he was portrayed on the show.
No, I don't like that he dragged his story to Hollywood Week.
Mm. Yep.
It's like, leave it at auditions. You got through. You use... kind of use your story to get through, which a lot of people do, and just end it. That's it. Now it's all about your voice and what kind of performer you are.
Maybe is if the producers say, like, oh, so are you going to go home after this? You know what I mean?
That's true.
I bet they could be trying to get that from him. Because
but then even before he got on stage,
yeah,
they're like,
true.
It's his family and it's his mom. And, okay, everyone has a family they need to take care of.
Yeah, but and
done.
When he did it, though, I mean, he was bad. He was really bad.
Yeah.
He was horrible.
This it's just deep. The truth.
Now, this is...
Because if you think we're bad, wait till you see those little kids on YouTube. They will eat you alive.
They do us every week.
Exactly. I'm like, that's where I don't feel that bad, because I have a lot of negative comments about me,
too.
And, you know, I'm all right.
No, while we're at it, make sure to send us your comments for sure. Jason is awesome at returning the comments back, so please let us know what you think, what you want to see, and
even if you hate us, I still love reading my name.
If you're sassy with me, I'm sorry if I make you cry.
You know what? I want to ask the question... Let's move on to the next group. Which of us is the Heather Lee of the group?
Okay, I'm not even gonna
Is she the crying?
Yes, let's talk about
Can
that.
Can we bleep me right now? Because I'm about to go on a run.
Wait, hold on. Wait, okay, who's most pissed off about this, Steffi or Violet?
Start with Violet, and we'll work down the line.
Josh, Mike, mute our mics and let Violet go. Go.
Is it
muted? It's you.
Seriously, though, that girl needs to just get over yourself, pack up your shit, and go home. Because nobody wants you here, okay? If you don't want, you're crying, saying, oh, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be in my group, shut up, nobody cares, go home, leave, bye.
Yes.
I'm done.
She reminds me of a girl from the Valley, sorry, not you, all right, but just in general, I've met like random people in Los Angeles who are so focused in the attention that they can get for themselves, meaning she felt, she was someone who grew up just watching the TV and was like, that's exactly how I want it to happen. Then what happens? She's in a group with three other beautiful girls who have banging voices, and she starts feeling a little bit intimidated, which is unnecessary because she sounded great. And then she started crying, and I don't understand why, if someone is just saying one thing to you, why you would end the competition or say that I'm not backing up, and why would you not look around and see every other group that's like, you know, together, and that they don't have their same issues, and then for you to make it to American Idol and let that happen, like, that was so stupid. She genuinely had an opportunity, and to cry and just to pity her. Like, that girl with the purple face, she's like, I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm like, you're nice.
Exactly. Because you are responsible for your own problems.
Exactly.
Don't say that you're not going to do good because your group doesn't want you. Then go and outshine your group. But then she got on stage and completely messed it up. I was glad she got eliminated. She deserves to be eliminated, and she shouldn't be allowed to sing anymore.
No, you know what? Continue singing. But hopefully, if she saw this show or someone forwarded it to her, that's your fault. It's your fault, 100%.
Is it so? Hopefully, you're saying it's a learning experience for her.
Yes,
it's an ego experience.
Yes.
She doesn't want it. If she wanted it, she wouldn't let her ego get in the way.
She would have shut her mouth, got on stage, and enjoyed what she was doing.
And she was a jealous, jealous little girl. Mm-hmm. That's what bothered me, because you shouldn't be jealous of the people that are around you when you're trying to
make
something together.
Herself.
Exactly.
Collaboration.
You know, and people who are passionate about music and everything else, like everyone in the competition, who some people lost, are like, oh, we're really happy that this person's going on. Like. If it's innate, it's innate, you know?
The reason we're so passionate is because we are invested in the show, and we care about making stars, so we don't want our time wasted on a whiny little...
You know what I've noticed this season already with us? And we've been together for a minute. We're actually really passionate this season about
it.
Usually we're
it's
like,
so
oh, we
good.
Loved it.
It was okay. You know, it could be a little pitchy, but it's okay.
I feel like it's one of those things where you continue to watch a show, and as much as everyone else watches it, how often do you get to talk about it? You know, every single week, and really analyze it. I mean, we take notes, we pay
literally,
attention.
We've been watching this show for 15 years.
So. Yes. From day one.
We have our lives invested in this.
Also, I feel like, especially with her, it's like when we watch something that we're or when we're doing something that we're passionate about, whether it's hosting, acting, singing, anything, Can you even imagine yourself going out there and be like, I don't want to do this. I can't. Yeah, I can't. Shut up.
And when things have happened bad for me, when people have told me, Stephanie, that's your fault. You're being lazy. Oh, okay. I was being lazy. Exactly. You're right. Touche. So then guess what? I have to check myself before I wreck myself.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That should be a song. All right. Next group we have.
There are other ones.
Oh, yes. And this one, Steph,
yes,
you're going to
have 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, wait. Can we just shout out to Serena from that group?
Oh
yes, I was gonna forgive me. I wanted to mention because she's been. How many seasons has she tried out for the show now?
It's, I don't know. But I think it's her second or third. She slayed that performance.
Oh my god!
That came out of like nowhere for me.
And she did it where she could have dropped the mic because she knew she killed it. She was like.
She did.
But you know what?
She
sang it.
And
she sang it and she gave her all. But there's that fine line about singing it and giving your all and over singing it, and she never crossed it.
Right.
There was nothing that she did that was cringeworthy. Everything she did was good.
And when she sang that, I instantly saw her during live rounds. I saw her on stage with some kind of a song. I saw her. It was like a deja vu moment where we're going to see her later and we're going to be on the show talking about, God, that was so emotional. We're going to talk about our goosies.
I don't know if we're going to be telling. I think you're going to remind us how. I told you before it happened.
She was so good.
All right, no, and let's move on to the next group. And we have, help me with this one. All I have the names, I have Vanessa, and I have a note from
Mark
Steph.
Andrew.
Yeah, I said that she was the only one that wasn't gonna
I make wrote it. Best group tonight.
No, yeah, you said you called it. And there was Alex, Catherine. Gosh, I'm kidding. It was so fast for me tonight. I'm sorry.
Mark Andrew.
All I wrote
okay,
was
you talk about Mark
Andrew.
Can
we just take a moment to just admire Mark Andrew and how insanely talented he is?
He's insanely talented. As soon as I get past his Val Chmurfkowski beard.
You know what's so funny? Last week he did a Zac Brown Band song, mm-hmm. and he, like, the beanie, the beard, it's so it Zac works. Brown. I love it. He's just perfect.
My only critique of Mark is that he needs to enunciate.
Mm. Okay.
But his tone is insane.
Okay.
It really is.
What was the note that you said of me?
No, you said Steph called it. About
Vanessa. The second that she started singing.
Yeah, you were on tonight.
Yeah, well, but and you know what? A lot of times, too, and I feel so bad, in comparison, you'll listen to people's sounds, but also some people just don't have that presence.
Well, yeah. No, that's part of, we're trying to make a star here.
Yeah.
So
and it was too bad. She was a great singer. She could have been an amazing backup singer, but she just... I don't know. Her presence just wasn't there, and she faded. She complimented the group, but then she faded out very quickly.
Also, can we talk about what she was wearing? I'm sorry.
It was like
you
a
don't
blazer.
Wear a business outfit on stage in Hollywood to
and there's a difference
want to shine.
Because that looked like what our karaoke
when
bars
Kelly Clarkson
look like here.
When Kelly Clarkson was in
After
Hollywood
work.
Week, she didn't know how to dress. But the voice and the passion was there. But this girl is trying, is the difference.
Yeah.
Like,
if you're trying and it looks like that, sweetie.
I'm like, why are you trying to look like a Michelle Obama on stage right now? And
I mean, you could
song?
Do a cute blazer. I'm sorry. I can go on.
You're like, that was for jokes. That was for your entertainment.
No, I'm being serious. This is a visual world.
It is.
We grew up on MTV. We are used to watching people sing.
We have ADD now.
You have to look good while you're singing. I'm not saying you have to be a supermodel. I'm saying have an image.
Mm-hmm. Have an image.
Brand. Do something.
I actually want to do my makeup.
What you look like.
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm witnessing this.
Done and done.
You're witnessing the truth. This is the music industry is a dog eat dog world, mm-hmm. and they.
We're like the nice people, okay?
No, you know what it is?
Obviously.
I think every person should think about what television and what music videos does to them.
Well, I
obviously
read
don't
over
exaggerate.
Like the top 10 selling female artists of 2014, and you can literally think about each of them, and they all have a brand and an image. Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. what does she look like? Does that pop right in your head? Megan Trainor, what does she look like?
Jennifer Lopez.
Does that pop right in your head? Beyonce,
wait.
What does she look like?
Jennifer Lopez.
Adele, what does she look like? Does that pop right in your head? All of these people have a look down. Jennifer Lopez.
How do I look?
J-Lo. You're so J-Lo.
But you have to, Katy Perry, I'm not saying you have to be perfect. You have to have an image and you have to have
a brand.
Vanessa had a brand. Maybe she's very conservative. Maybe a A-line skirt, maybe? I'm talking very...
It wasn't only her.
Her brand could be HR. I don't know.
Maybe she should go to the library.
You guys are terrible. All right, we got to wrap up the show before they kick us out. We've got Garrett's Girls. And this one was really hard because Jason, you and I talked about it. Okay, you were right. I was wrong.
Thank you.
I liked Garrett. I thought he showed promise, and you said that he needed a little more help. But tonight... he was extremely nervous. I don't know what happened. I've never witnessed that in any of his performances, but he was really nervous. And Garrett was the young blind guy with his dad.
The group that all went home.
And that was like cute and sweet, but it wasn't like, it was like
talent show.
So, I mean, should he come back next season?
Yeah, come back next season. He needs to, the talent's there, but he needs to figure out who he is as an artist and play some more live shows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know.
No? All right. Steph, take us home to Violet Vixens. That's the last group. That's Joey Cook.
Joey was
Shannon
great.
Berthian.
Violet Vixens? That's her name?
About
How
Shannon,
did I miss that?
That was her group name.
How did I miss that?
Something about Shannon bothers me. I'm not really sure what it is. It actually might be her appearance, but...
But I'm so lost.
Okay, let's bring it. Hold on. If Violet's lost, our fans could be lost as well because we're going so quickly.
I have no idea who we're talking
about. This is the final group. They were great. They had great harmonies. I think it's Harry Connick said that. Someone said
that. Got it. The high school. Okay.
Joey Cook.
Yes.
Shannon Berthium. Naomi Tatusuka. And other girl. I didn't get the last girl.
The purple dress.
Yeah.
See, now it's all coming back.
This is, to me, I've kind of been on the fence about Shannon this whole season. And after this performance, I'm like, damn, you girl, I want to watch you sing again.
Yep. And Joey I cannot Cook, wait till they give you a makeover.
Joey mm-hmm. Cook, so likable. And to A, not only mess up the lyrics, but stay in tune, stay in the rhythm of the song.
And then do that improv,
just messed up these notes. Amazing. It's so good. I actually thought Shannon, or what's the other girl?
Naomi.
I actually like Naomi.
Yeah,
she's confident. She's really good. I'm rooting for her, and I don't know why. Girl in the purple dress?
Because she wasn't bad.
I have no idea who you are.
You know, we're going to give you credit if you're good.
I hope the girl in the purple dress wins it all and comes back and sends us a blazing tweet saying, the one you all didn't remember, okay?
Because she didn't sing.
Every time we do one of these shows, I hate somebody, and then I end up loving them.
Yeah, and the best part is you have to interview them in a few weeks.
So that's fine. Jess Muse, I did not like at the beginning, and by the end of the show, I was in love with her.
I'm going to say, here's the thing, Steph. I think I've said this a few times. You know Shannon has no experience performing in front of people.
Oh, right, because she's a kid, no?
Yeah, watching her grow already. That's insane.
And so she's kind of like, I think last week I said it, she's like a phoenix. We have to learn how to cultivate her, how to control her slightly, because she's just going everywhere.
Yeah.
She's just this immense raw talent that they're going to have to refine, and I'm sure Scott Brochette is going to love her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, which is good also, because that's going to, anyone's like authentic naiveness or authenticity, whatever you want to call it, is going to help them in the competition.
That's true.
So as soon as she has like her look, if she's doing what she's doing on stage, she's great.
Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts, guys? We blazed through about 50 groups here.
I think there's a lot of powerful and different female vocalists. Mm-hmm. And then that group of five guys that I really like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Six with Mark
Andrea. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just, I think we still, I mean, we have our favorites. Who do you, favorite person, top of your head right now, Violet?
Jackson Mark.
Steph?
Just Jackson and the baby.
Jax, Kasan, Daniel, and Shannon.
Yeah. Shannon too, yeah.
Kasan and Jax for me.
I mean, those are all definitely in the top 24.
Mm-hmm. And Cody Fry. I'm on the Cody Fry bandwagon. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm just so excited to see them come out of like.
I can't wait for top ten. Forget it. Let's just skip top 24. Let's go to top 10.
We won't be back till April till the other top 10. Do we have any news and gossip this week?
Yeah, we sure do.
Hit us. Yes.
After
Buzz. TV news. Carrie Underwood won another Grammy for Something in the Water.
Oh, such a beautiful song.
I don't know how many
song.
She's won, but she's won a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So we got to give it up for her.
Yay!
Also, okay. Now any
another Grammy, American Idol.
Any other stories with, let's say, Philip Phillips? Is that still dragging out?
I think it's still kind of in the air.
Yeah,
yeah. I read somewhere that they're saying that he's just killing his career right now with that move. I think it was Idol's people, but still, I mean, that's a precarious situation, and I want to see what happens because he's an amazing talent Violet, what?
I don't know, because Kelly Clarkson kind of went through a similar thing, but she was already so established, so I don't know if it...
Because he hasn't had, like... If you ask commercial the average person, they wouldn't know who Phillip Phillips is. Mm-hmm.
They know the song, but they don't know the person.
Okay.
That's absolutely right.
Short news and gossip, so let's move on to predicciones.
Predictions.
That's predictions for our English-speaking people.
Now, you're after us.
I'm sorry. All right, tomorrow, solos.
I'm so excited.
So excited. Okay, Jax is going to freaking kill it.
Okay, so Jax, Jess, Serena... Tanya, the baby,
Daniel,
Shannon, and Joey.
I feel like I'm watching a crazy.
And Mark
person.
Andrew are all gonna be top 24. I'm looking at all the. I'm looking at the names. Those are they're gonna make it. They're gonna be killer. I know it.
Anyone fall apart tomorrow? Anyone this far now?
The one that fainted.
I would say based on the preview, potentially your boy.
No, I hope that's like, I know they show the preview of Mark Andrew and the judges saying you mess up once and then mess up twice. I really hope that was like a tease of some sort.
All right, that could
please,
be.
Please, Lord.
Please, Lord.
If he gets kicked out tomorrow, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to predict that. Hopefully, Kelly Clarkson will come back and see on the show this season.
And Adam Lambert, please.
Yeah.
All right. So all we know is that we got a lot of idol to go, and we thank you for being a part of it every week. So quick reminder, if you haven't done so already, make sure to subscribe to our channel at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Or check us out on audio on iTunes and SoundCloud. And follow us throughout the week at our various social media platforms. Violet, where can they find you?
On Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Violet Kanyon.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at StephieG47.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler.
And of course, Josh, thank you for putting up with us, buddy. Where can they find you?
You can always go to at Radio TFB on Twitter.
Oh, nice. And you can follow me at JCRubioTV on Instagram and Twitter. So for Josh, Jason, the lovely Violet,
and
the stunning Stephanie, we'll see you next time.
See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Jason Sexy!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.